Practice Test 7, page 28. Can art take a stand? In recent years, artists have been using murals and outdoor exhibitions to raise awareness about relevant topics such as climate change and inequality. Their works are often displayed in parks, on school buildings, or other public places where large numbers of people will see them. The Embracing Our Differences nonprofit organization, for example, has an annual art exhibit that has attracted the attention of over 4.8 million visitors over the past two decades. This type of art is not just created for its beauty. It is designed to raise awareness and inspire change. However, critics are asking whether art can actually have an impact on society. Each year, Embracing Our Differences holds an exhibit in Florida featuring artwork submitted by young artists from around the world, each piece paired with an inspirational quote about a social issue. The selected artwork is displayed on large boards in a public park. One painting from the 2024 exhibit was called Live or Like, and it commented on the tendency of youth to spend more time on social media than in real-world interactions. This exhibit shows how art can be used to raise awareness, says behavioral psychologist Dr. Solange Sloan. The project has reached millions of people, from school-age children to retirees. However, some psychologists argue that it is difficult to measure whether public art actually leads to changes in attitudes or behavior. While people may reflect on the meaning of a piece of artwork, says Dr. Sloan, it does not guarantee that they will change how they act. For example, a viewer might agree with the idea behind the live or like painting, but they continue to spend many hours on social media. In most cases, meaningful changes in behavior require more than just a moment of reflection. One study in Berlin examined whether public art exhibits impact a neighborhood. Residents were asked questions about their neighborhood and themselves before and after they walked past a free art exhibit. After walking past the exhibit, participants reported an increased sense of connection to the neighborhood compared to before they saw the artwork. According to Dr. Sloan, this study suggests that public art can also influence how they act. People are more likely to get involved when they feel more connected to their community. Today, many cities are starting to invest in public art projects. While these efforts were once led by nonprofit organizations, city leaders now support them as a way of strengthening communities. The City of Philadelphia partnered with Mural Arts Philadelphia, the largest public art program in the U.S. Together, they invest millions in the local art community and have also created programs that support at-risk populations. Through its Mural Arts Institute, the organization also helps other cities build their own public art programs. Mural Arts Philadelphia has become a model for cities across America, says Dr. Sloan. It shows that public art can shift how people engage with their community and how they perceive their role in society.